Okay, so where do you put your money? Can't put it in the stock market. Can't put it in a mattress. Well, how about this? Our next story takes us to an unusual and growing market. In Iowa, antique tractor enthusiasts are finding unexpected riches in their old collectibles. Iowa Public Radio's Joyce Russell has this report.
On a farm near Shelby, Iowa, dozens of old tractors are lined up in a field, ready for the auction block, some shiny and restored, others long unfamiliar with paint. Some of them start right up. There are the familiar brands, John Deere and Case, and some that haven't been made for a while, like Oliver and Silver King. 79-year-old Doreen Wonder is looking for models to round out her collection.
We started collecting tractors in 1974 and been collecting mostly ever since. I love tractors. I'm really a tractor nut.
Recently, Wonder and her husband, who are retired farmers, started seeing some unfamiliar faces at their tractor collectors club.
When we started, everybody that we knew and met at our meetings, and they were mostly farmers, and or lived in small towns, and they maybe liked just some certain kind of tractor. Maybe they liked them all, like I did.
Now she's seeing doctors, lawyers, and bankers at club meetings, and the sleepy world of collecting tractors is becoming a high-stakes investment game. Some of the tractors the Wonders bought for four figures early on now bring six figures at auction. There was a good turnout of eager buyers at this recent sale.
You guys are both out. He's in. 55, 7.5, 6.
That's auctioneer Lonnie Nixon, who says as more and more tractor aficionados got in over the years, prices gradually went up, as they would for any collector's item not being made anymore. But he says prices jumped dramatically in recent years. The reason? Foreign investors.
The Europeans, because of the money exchange, if they spend $100,000, that's the same as spending $60,000. Anytime you have the big old tractors, the Europeans will be there. And they buy them and ship them all back to Europe.
And Nixon explains, as the rarer models leave the country, demand grows for the ones that remain. 55-year-old railroad contractor Ken Eder lives in Carthage, North Carolina, and travels from auction to auction to buy tractors. He has both won and lost against European bidders.
Sometimes their checkbook was bigger than mine.
One of the new breed of investors, Eater started sinking dollars into old tractors 5 years ago. He thinks of it as his retirement plan and has seen prices sometimes double in a year. Eater also collects coins and motorcycles.
But tractors seem to be about the strongest market right now as far as collection items. You can put your money into it and you can't lose. You know, there's plenty of tractor shows. You meet a lot of nice people. I don't know. It's just you can take the tractor, you can drive it around, you can look at it.
And that, he says, is better than trying to show off a stock portfolio to your friends. Back in Iowa, the Wonders have also boosted their retirement income with a few strategic sales, and the boom has reached a related sector of the economy. Tractor restorers report business is brisk. For NPR News, I'm Joyce Russell in Ames, Iowa.